You're listening to The Martial Brain, the podcast that explores the intersection between the martial arts, science, critical thinking, skepticism, and that wacky organ that floats inside our skull in a pool of cerebrospinal fluid, making life unpredictably inspiring, infuriating, and sometimes just batshit crazy. I'm Jeff Westfall for The Martial Brain. The Misanthropic Principle, or Why Racism, Sexism, and Homophobia Make No Sense. The name of this episode is The Misanthropic Principle. I struggled with using the word misanthropic to express my thoughts today. Someone who is misanthropic doesn't like people. That does not precisely describe me, but it's the closest single word I could find. I do indeed like a lot of people, but I also find a disturbingly large fraction of humans to be, at a minimum, a disappointment. Way too many members of our species are intellectually lazy, stunningly incurious, painfully narrow-minded, quick to label and judge others, and perhaps saddest of all, do little or nothing to tap into their vast potential. I could go on, but I think you get the point. In other words, people that I'm uncomfortable around in a social setting. In a professional setting, I do fine with these folks. I have a job to do, and I do it. The task at hand gives us something in common. But I wouldn't want to spend time at a party making small talk with them. An interesting feature of this is that these people seem to me to be equally distributed across lines of race, sex, and sexual orientation. Thus, the corollary is that people who don't fall into this category, in other words, people with whom I would enjoy social interaction, also seem to me to be equally distributed across lines of race, sex, and orientation. There is a sparse sprinkling of cool people everywhere. That's the first outgrowth of the misanthropic principle. Not only is prejudice ethically wrong, it's bad social strategy as well. That also applies to the martial arts. When making decisions regarding four major relationships in the martial arts, those being teachers, students, training partners, and opponents, you're biting yourself in the ass if you allow prejudice to influence your thinking. Whether you're thinking about the martial arts or just socially, it's hard enough to find cool people. Limiting your selection, in my case, to straight white men cuts down the odds of success considerably. Another logical outgrowth of the misanthropic principle is to look at stereotyping in a new and different way. Stereotyping is the intellectually lazy habit of ascribing characteristics to a group of people and then assuming that those characteristics will define the personality of any one individual from that group. We brand different groups of people as lazy, stupid, tight-fisted, sneaky, alcoholic, sex-crazed, hormonal, untrustworthy, warlike, and so on. Such labels are applied based on race, sex, or sexual orientation. My misanthropic hypothesis is that all of these stereotypes are true, but not because of the category the person belongs to, but because that person is a person, a human. Let me explain while treading very carefully. Think of any stereotype you've heard before. Let's use X to mean the group we're referring to. Suppose you were to say, "Most X's are lazy." That's true, but misleading. Most people are lazy. X's are people. So by logical extension, most X's are indeed lazy. You can do the same logical operation for all the negative characteristics I listed above. Let's talk about sexist stereotypes. I can't tell you how many times I've heard a human male say something like, "You can't trust women." Again, mostly true, but not for the sexist reason that the statement implies. Instead of putting it that way, it would be more accurate to make three separate statements. First, you can't trust most humans. Second, women are humans. Third, I am a heterosexual male. In the same vein, more than once, I've been told by a gay man something like, "You are so lucky to be straight. Gay men are such dogs to each other." This, to me, is just another misleading and incomplete way of saying that a disappointingly large fraction of humans shouldn't be trusted to behave like grown-ups. So I think you can more correctly restate most stereotypes by making them about most humans. A truly offensive variation on this theme has to do with homophobia. This is when someone says something profoundly misinformed like, "I don't hate gay people, I just don't want them around my children." Thus implying either that all gay people are also pedophiles, or that homosexuality is somehow contagious. The fraction of the population that are pedophiles is the same for heterosexuals as it is for homosexuals. Pedophilia is a human condition, not a gay condition. The vile canard that homosexuals are also pedophiles needs to be left in the Middle Ages where it belongs. As for homosexuality somehow being contagious, there's no evidence whatsoever for that. Most humans are lazy, seldom on time, sneaky, unreliable, prone to alcoholism and many more forms of substance abuse, sex-crazed, and generally unpleasant. Ascribing any one or more of these characteristics solely or mainly to a single group is misleading and intellectually lazy. But what else would you expect from humans? There you have it. That's my misanthropic principle of why prejudice and stereotyping make no sense. With this accomplishment, I have managed to turn lemons into lemonade by turning human hating into a mechanism for eliminating racism, sexism, and homophobia. Problem solved. You're welcome, humanity. All we need to do now is to get most humans to see the logic of my position. Wait a minute. Damn it! Anyway, that's what I think. But I could be wrong. Let me know what you think at my website, rpmartialarts.com. I'm Jeff Westfall for The Martial Brain. The Martial Brain is produced by Raging Squirrel Productions in association with the Rising Phoenix Martial Arts Academy. If you like the podcast and would like to help it grow, go to iTunes or Stitcher and give it an honest rating and review. Contact me with questions about the Martial Brain or the Rising Phoenix Academy at our website, rpmartialarts.com.